This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember, yes I will, cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him, never heard nothing but bad things about him.
A fantastic, obscure nepotism in coaching reference from a texter. Remember the Titans and the 7-year-old girl who was the daughter of the assistant coach,
right,
who could have probably been the head coach of that team. I mean, she watched film all day long, if you remember correctly,
yep,
in that fantastic
Belichick hired her.
Right. I think she's doing really well now as a coach.
What is, by the way, what is, Wiggy, since you're a movie guy, what is the all-time best football movie? Would you say Remember the Titans? Those who have listened to me for a long time would know that I say Brian's Song is the single greatest football film of
all
time.
I liked Any Given Sunday.
Great movie.
Any Given Sunday, pretty
I liked Any Given Sunday.
Pretty good.
That was a good one.
The inches are everywhere.
Remember the Titans, though, is one of those movies for me that if I'm flipping by stuff and it's on, I have to watch it. I can't not watch it.
Greg likes Brian's Song because it's the only time he'll cry and it makes him look sensitive.
And I did like, I mean, it's kind of a football movie, but the original with Burt Reynolds,
Something About Mary?
The Longest Shot.
Longest
Shot. Machine.
The original one.
The original
not
one.
Not the remake.
Burt Reynolds was in it.
All right. Well, anyway, we've spent enough time on Curtis's derangement with Bill Belichick and Bill hiring his two kids. And by the way, I'm gonna make the case that if you're a head coach and you have a considerable amount of players that played under you for a reasonable amount of time and they go on to be successful coaches in the NFL, they ought to be a part of your coaching tree, Curtis.
That would totally change the way it's judged. That's never been the case.
Well, is that okay, or do we have to stick with the way things have always been done for the last 30, 40 years?
I mean, that would be the Greg Hill way of the coaching tree and how it's
been. That's how you were briefed. That's how you can honk it up.
Look at guys who've played for Bill, who've gone on to be really successful coaches in the NFL. I mentioned Vrabel. You got Welker.
Yep. Larry Izzo.
You got Izzo. So obviously being in that environment, which Steven and Brian have been in their whole lives, leads to an immersion in football, an immersion in leadership. But
nobody's going to doubt that Eric Mangini knows football, that Josh McDaniels knows football, that Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel know football.
Right.
But they have all been massive failures.
So what's that tell
McDaniels
you?
You're saying he's a massive failure
as
a head
coach.
As
an offensive coordinator with the Rams, he was awful. 31st ranked offense in the NFL. As a head coach with the Broncos, epic disaster.
So what does that tell you, right? That tells you that it's not easy to just be in their cases, head coaches. Great offensive coordinators, great defensive coordinators, but got their head coaching opportunity, didn't really do well with it.
Well, Mangini had two.
So it's the same way with players, right? Just because you're a great player does not mean you're going to be instantly a great coach. It takes time. There's a process.
No, what it tells you is that Belichick's system is reliant on one thing, Tom Brady. When you try and apply it to other organizations, it doesn't work. No, that's the fact.
Well, yeah, you need the quarterback.
Right.
Mangini needed the quarterback. Romeo Crennel
McDaniels
needed.
McDaniels drafted Tebow.
Tom Brady is the system.
Thank you, Skip.
How did you feel about The Blind Side, Wiggy?
I thought it was okay, but did you see Michael Orr just came out recently and said that a lot of that stuff in the movie was false?
What? I don't believe it. Really?
The guy that they actually made the movie about.
Yeah.
So he was like, a lot of that stuff was false.
Yeah.
Belichick wanted to hire the son in that movie.
Varsity Blues, pretty good.
Yeah, Varsity Blues was good.
The Program.
Oh, The Program was a good one. I did like that one. I did love that one. Halle Berry, Omar Epps. That was a good one.
We Are Marshall, pretty good movie.
Yeah, that was a good one.
If you like McConaughey, he was pretty good in that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
A little bit behind this morning because of Curtis's obsession with seeing Bill Belichick fail, but time for the dumbest of the day, and we listened to nearly everything that was said in this country yesterday, Curtis, and we determined that this was the dumbest of the day.
Sadly, there was no audio at the Brian Belichick announcement, otherwise we would have used that, but we go to Australia. By the way, 60 Minutes Australia is the greatest show in the history of mankind. I've just lost on their YouTube channel. It is phenomenal.
It really is good.
Yesterday, I watched this 30-minute expose on a Chinese spy in Australia that blew his own cover and talked about how he was infiltrating the system and how he was being pursued to run for Congress as a Manchurian-style candidate.
Really?
It was crazy.
Oh.
Awesome.
The Manchurian Candidate, also a good film. The original, yes. Not the remake.
Not the remake.
Yes.
But I digress. We are going to Australia where twins are dating the same man, females dating the same man.
I saw this story yesterday. There are a couple of lookers, by the way.
Oh, look out. And they want to get pregnant together.
At the same time?
By the same man.
The twins.
That they're both dating.
They're dating the same guy. They want to get knocked up at the same time.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And right. They discuss it here.
All right.
The first night we met him, we kissed him, both of us. We were like, we really like this guy, and let's see where it can go. We want to experience pregnancy together. We want to do everything in life together. You know, we'll die together. We'll grow old together. We shower together. We wake up together. We go to bed at the same time. We eat together. We're hungry together. Everything is just the same. It could be obsessive, but this is how we want to live our life. And we live as one person.
It's very creepy to watch them because they're so identical.
Mm-hmm.
And when they speak at the same time, it's unnerving.
What do the kids say? Like, that's my...
Aunt and...
That's my cousin and my sister or brother, right?
So if...
What are you talking about?
Like, so
if they have a
if
kid...
both have kids with the same guy.
Right. So the other kid looks at the other sister and goes, that's my aunt.
That's my aunt.
But her kid is also my cousin and my sibling.
Half-sibling.
And my half-brother.
This is so much worse than replacing all the I's in your kid's name with Y's just to make them different. There's so much explanation.
I hope the guy has stamina. Do they want to get pregnant at the exact same time?
I bet they do.
Do they all sleep together?
I hope not. That's like crossing the line.
Do they have separate bedrooms or do they all sleep in the same bed?
No, there's no way. That's disgusting.
That's too many people to get a good night's sleep.
This is crazy. They wear the same thing everywhere.
I know.
Well, that's what twins do, Curtis. Right.
Once they're over the age of whatever age your mom is dressing you, usually most kids 16? Break out of that.
I watch Jason and Devin's YouTube videos of their podcast. They're not wearing the same thing.
No. I mean, usually I would imagine about 13, 14, we say, all right, we're going to go our own separate ways, get our own identities. That's weird. I hope they don't sleep together.
It does seem weird.
Right.
But then again, it's kind of interesting.
You ever seen those Pinterest photo that was floating around for a while that had like the super extra wide bed, and there was like, this couple built a custom bed for all their dogs. That's what these people are basically doing. Like, this dude's in the middle and he's got one on one side, one on the other.
And they're smoke-ish. I mean, they're attractive. It's not like they're ugly. I mean,
but they're sisters, man.
Yeah.
You don't find that to be weird?
That they're dating the same guy?
It's like they're all sleeping in the same bed and like they're adults.
But twins have that weird thing where they have like some innate connection to each other.
They were womb mates.
Yeah, that regular siblings don't have.
No, I understand that, but like,
shared DNA.
Yeah, but we're gonna share the same dude.
Mm-hmm. No, shared DNA. Why not share the guy?
If the guy's like, what if the guy's like, you know what my fantasy is? Like, that's kind of like
two chicks at the same time, man.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Now you're going to like incest hillbillies. Kids coming out with six arms. Nah, forget
well,
that.
Well, I mean, it's really not because he's not related.
But if they're
like a Medusa.
No, them two are related.
Right, but they're not. It's not like how they're commingling.
We don't
it's
know
not
that.
Like they're fraternal male and female twins and they're having a child.
No. Not that they might be having a child, but he might be like, hey, listen, you guys get it on while I watch. That's disgusting.
Well, now we're just making up scenarios.
Yeah, I know.
She's not surprised.
There's Wiggy's, a whole category Wiggy, on Pornhub.
Yeah,
that's all
say,
fake, though.
It's twincest.
Suddenly Wiggy's on Pornhub.
Is it?
That's a thing.
Oh, no, okay. It's not.
It's a fetish thing.
That's a
twincest?
That's a
category.
But it's not real, though.
It's not?
Shh.
Oh, I thought all that stuff
You're
was real on
blowing
Pornhub.
Blowing people's minds right
are you,
now.
Are you telling me those aren't amateurs?
No, those are paid professionals.
I thought they were all amateurs.
It's you wonder why it's like, okay, they're twins, but one's black and the other one's white.
Are you telling me all that quarantine porn didn't really happen during quarantine?
Wait a minute.
What about the quarantine roommates? They weren't all hooking up during quarantine?
I think they're paid actors.
Did they CGI that mask on after the fact?
I thought that was all real.
It's really not like, you know, that's not her real mother.
That's all not right. His real grandmother.
Well, that
whatever the case may be.
That right there is the dumbest of the day. And right now, Ken, and what is trending?
Drive home with OMF weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, let's hear from the twins, the McCourties, Jason and Devin, on their podcast. They're worried, Wiggy, about the season finishing. Worried about the baseball issue. Worried about guys going out and breaking rules. Here's Jason in particular.
I'm not going to lie, though. For me, as a fellow player, I go on social media, and it makes me very nervous to think there will be a season. I mean, because I've gone on social media and seen guys posting a video in a nightclub. And it's just like, we're attempting to play football. That's not going to be okay. Or you see a guy post a picture, and there's hundreds of, like, whether it's anywhere, you know what I mean? So for me, it is nerve-wracking.
Not dry good. Snitching right there,
that's what
Wiggy.
It sounds like.
Not good.
Sounds like, well, you know what? The NFL did a great thing for the McCourty brothers or whichever one decide. They can easily opt out. They get you $150,000 stipend and call it a day. See you next season.
Three Pats have opted out. It's funny you say that. Marcus Cannon, fullback Dan Vitale, and backup guard Najee Turan. Cannon, a cancer survivor, but he'll get the, as you say, the check, $350,000.
Yeah, he'll get $350,000, right? But the fullback will only get $150,000. The high risk guys get the $350,000.
So you can prove you're high risk, you get out of there.
Can because of the cancer issue.
Been talking about all the Patriots coaching changes. They're all spooked by baseball. The Marlins, who yesterday had 11 players and two coaches over the last 2 days. Now Manfred has defended baseball. Wiggy's loving Manfred this morning.
I am.
Lead. Loves the commish. He defended the actions of Sunday's game. They knew guys were positive, but they played anyway. Here's Manfred.
There was testing on Friday. One positive on Saturday. Testing again on Saturday. And the three additional positives on Sunday. What then happened under the protocols was we did contact tracing on all four positives. There was, I think, a small number of players who met the CDC guidelines. They were quarantined. We ordered additional testing. We did symptom checks. We did temperature checks and decided to proceed with the game on Sunday.
Good for them.
Yeah.
This is real life. I mean, you're not going to shut businesses down because a couple of people test positive.
Well, some do. You've seen meatpacking plants close when there's too many positives.
Yeah,
they shut
then,
down for 2 weeks.
And then they reopened them because life goes on, Ken.
Well, do you play an imbalanced number of games? Like, should the Marlins just play 51 and you take their winning percentage? Or are you going to make up 10 games?
I think they built 6 off days into the schedule for this very reason. So those games last night were postponed. They weren't canceled. They'll make those games
up. They could have a double headers or they could do any type. They could kind of do that. And the thing that I like that they did is that he goes, see, the problem is he doesn't see this as the nightmare scenario. So everybody out here in the outside working world is going, wait a second.
Not everybody.
Ken and
Doomsdale. I was listening to Dale yesterday say that we got to shut every season down and we got to stop
sports. Except
hockey.
Hockey's the only one that is
in the bubble. And why isn't baseball in the bubble? You said it yourself yesterday, Greg.
Baseball isn't in the bubble because they have to play a full season.
60 games.
The NBA and the NHL are finishing their season.
So what if you're in a bubble? Lou Williams was in a bubble, and what did that mean? He wanted some of them.
Well, let's use him as the shiny example.
You also, baseball doesn't work in a bubble. You got to get 15 games in a day, Ken.
Let me ask you something. I've hung with both guys, basketball players and hockey players. Hockey players are just as wild as basketball players. So to think that there's not going to be no hockey players up in Canada leaving the bubble, man, you out of your damn mind.
What hockey players are you hanging with?
Somebody might decide to, hey, you know what? I like me some whatever.
North End food.
I like me some lemon peppered Canadian wings and decide.
Wait, were you out with Pasta sharing a picture with you two?
But I
well, you know,
Pasta looks like he's fun.
That is one. he's a lot of
it's
fun.
Like he's a blast.
He's a lot of fun. But that is one guy who is not going to breach the bubble. I can tell you that.
Well, he doesn't. I mean, he never tested positive, so why are we giving him heck anyways? Neither did Lou Williams.
We'll have NHL games today, by the way, exhibitions. But Penguins Flyers at 4, Maple Leafs Canadiens at 8. Bruins will play on Thursday against Columbus. And the Celtics take on Houston at 8. Last night, the Red Sox, well, they allowed another 7 runs. Josh Osich got through the first scoreless, first big league start. Osich.
Uh-huh.
Michael Conforto took him deep, and then Jeffrey Springs came in for the third, and it was ugly. 5 runs allowed over an inning in the third. Pete Alonso crushed a 3-0 meatball. Dom Smith, another 3-run shot. So today, 7:30 first pitch for Matt Hall, who makes his, you guessed it, big league debut
this
as a starter.
This is insane. I don't know any of these people. I can't remember a Red Sox team where I recognize fewer pitchers.
6:30 pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
To the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car and 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. The sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
Well, that reminds me, Ken, your guy, President Cuomo, has launched an investigation into the Chainsmokers drive-in movie theater show this weekend
in the Hamptons.
In the Hamptons,
the photos and video from this were worse than the photo of the packed upper deck of the Provincetown 2. One of the people that I follow, Melissa Wood Tepperberg, she does a lot of health stuff, but her husband Noah, his group, the Dow Group, opened up, has like a ton of restaurants in New York City and whatnot. So they were out there. And they were dancing, and I'm like, what is this? Like, I'm like, what is this show that they're at? Like, how are they having a show in New York? And I was like, oh, it's like a drive-through thing. No social distancing. The place was packed, and like.
So what, everybody get out of their cars?
Yeah,
and
cars. It was ridiculous.
It was supposed to be a drive-through thing with like designated spots, and you stay in your area, but then everybody got out. And,
well, what do they expect?
Well,
I mean, people are at a concert.
Like personal turn responsibility.
Like Woodstock or something like that.
It's a mosh pit. Look at it.
A couple of people shared videos on social from on stage, and you could just see the whole crowd. Everybody's holding up their phones with the lights turned on, and they're all just packed in right up against the front.
There's one guy left in his car. It's Fitzy. Everybody else is out.
I just don't know, like, what they expect. Like, we have been in the Hamptons all summer, and there's been, like, nothing to do. Yeah. And, like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I was supposed to see the Chainsmokers at, like, 7 different venues. And, like, I was going to, like, Ibiza with my friends. And when they canceled Coachella, it was, like, a whole thing. I know, shut up. This girl's so annoying.
Well, I was reading that one of the Kennedy kids was celebrating his birthday, and that's... Among the things that they did, they had all these boozy brunches, and then they went to this drive-in movie theater Chainsmokers show.
You must be a big fan of all the Kennedy kids. I think that's great. That
boozy brunches? I like boozy brunches.
Do you want to take a guess at what the base ticket price was for this event?
Per car?
Yeah.
$1,000.
$850. Yeah.
How much?
$850, and then you go up to an Uber VIP option for $25,000 that accommodated RVs. They say all profits were earmarked for charity.
Of course.
And I'd like to see some documents.
It was the Chainsmokers.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Wiggy doesn't like
no,
the
No, I don't know WPS? That.
That's the song we just did the rejoin that we did.
Oh,
is that
I've heard the name before, but
you don't know
that
song?
No.
How do you not know that song? It was a big hit.
Yeah, no.
I mean, like, you got to broaden your musical base.
I just don't know that song. I've heard of the Chainsmokers, mm-hmm. but I've never heard that song.
Can you answer this Cuomo question for me? So he's tweeted, let's be clear, outdoor dining is now permitted statewide. Outdoor drinking is not. He doesn't think chicken wings are a meal.
Mm-hmm.
He is basically reorganizing and defining how all of the citizens of his state should live. It's mm-hmm. unbelievable. And people just willingly go along with it. Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds
yes.
good, Gub.
Yeah,
I mean, his brother. His brother,
on his own, I'm sure.
His brother, by the way, defied all of the rules. He had coronavirus. Mm-hmm. He was out biking mm-hmm. and going into town while lecturing people on his horrible CNN show about how to live.
With his mask down.
These people are the worst. Absolute worst.
You know, you mentioned the booze cruise.
Mm-hmm.
They went there yesterday and shut the booze cruise company down.
Shut it down. Cease and desist.
In Boston.
Cease and desist. The State Division of Labor Standards and the Public Health Commission in Boston sent cease and desist orders to Bay State Cruise Company.
State Division of Labor Standards, I'm sure, has been whole. They're working.
Yeah.
They were operating within the guidelines.
Mayor Walsh said in a statement, this weekend's mass gathering on a boat in the harbor represents a serious threat to public health.
A threat to public health,
which is why today the cease and desist order was issued.
What was the number of people they can have on the boat, though, right?
They could have 100 plus people on there. There's three decks.
Yeah.
Right.
They can have 100 people, I think, on the middle deck. Because they said if the boat is moving at 9 knots, it takes 1 minute for complete airflow exchange on the middle deck.
Wow.
Come on.
And the virus sticks to an eggplant for 14 hours.
Correct.
I mean, nobody knows anything that they just throw these numbers out there with nothing to back it up.
No.
Greg, if you're Bay State Cruises, don't you say, "Okay, Mayor, show me your math. Show me how you got mm-hmm. to these conclusions."
But they don't have They don't have an opportunity to do that. These guys have been first of all, they make their money when during the summer, that's when people go on booze cruises. So they haven't been able to operate at all. They finally get the go-ahead, and the powers that be say you can have this amount of people outside on a boat that is moving 9 knots mm-hmm. through the harbor.
Yep.
And then some former state representative is down on a dock taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And shipping them off to everybody, and they shut the thing down.
Yeah, but if they're within the guidelines, what do you shut them down for?
Well, that's what the cruise company had said. They said that unfortunately they're dealing with the optics of how the photo looked versus
who cares
the
about
practices
the optics
that they were putting
that's
in place.
That's why I
they
love said Manfred. That forget the optics.
Yeah,
and they said we were adhering to all the appropriate safety measures, reduced capacity, etc.
If you're right, Wiggy. If you responded only to optics,
you're right.
Then Major League Baseball would be shut down mm-hmm. today.
Right. And that's got to be the thing. You can't let that. And that's why when we talk about some of these other sports, we talk about these non-bubble sports, football, college football. High school, you can't let the optics get you. I give Governor Cuomo credit. At least in New York, they're allowing them to play high school football.
Yes.
Out here yet, and we still...
Right.
We
don't know.
And that's what killed Breece Hill and all those kids' football season is the optics.
The optics.
It had nothing to do with the health concerns or those issues or anything else. It's the optics. We don't want to be the first team who does this. We don't want to be the first conference who does this. How's that going to look? That's why, hey, SEC, power through. My brother's down in the South. I hope there's SEC football and everybody else, they can shut it down. At least they'll power through like some of these Power 5 colleges because you see all these other schools shutting it down.
I don't know, Greg. You stayed home all last week. That was bad optics to me. I mean, geez, where was big, tough Greg Hill? Stayed home all week.
Ken, don't be naive.
Ken, I care about the other people who work here.
Uh-huh.
There were some people who were concerned.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do?
Or is it the man with the gold makes the rules?
It is the man with the gold makes the rules.
That's it.
That's Greg.
That's clearly not. If it was, he would have been.
Listen, if they say there are some people who would be more comfortable with you staying home, then I'm going to stay home.
I was most offended how you were sort of joking about it on the radio.
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all.
But you did take people's considerations into thought, and you decided to stay home for the week.
Sure.
I have an unrelated question. If I were going to go to Aria, what would you recommend ordering?
Good question.
The chicken parm is fantastic.
Ooh, the steak Florentine looked really good.
What you want to do is you tell Massimo, who owns it, to cook you whatever he thinks he should cook for you.
Right, that's how you do it. Right.
That's how you do
and
it.
And
it's been so long. Do you know how to get to the North End from your crash pad?
I do know how to get there from crash pad.
What are you building, a nightclub on Hanover Street?
So you had Jenny, no issues. Jenny. So clearly you were COVID free. You didn't have a COVID, so you had no issues.
I could be asymptomatic.
Well, you've been living your life.
I
don't say that. I can hear Nick freaking out from here.
No, but I mean, you got two tests.
Yeah.
You sit 3 feet away from me.
Yes.
You seem to be A-okay.
Yeah.
You seem to be fine.
But I was also exhibiting symptoms of something last week.
Right.
So out of an abundance of caution.
You were exhibiting symptoms of hypochondria.
I wasn't.
Would it be that if Ordway and Dale, they'd be the ones that tested positive. Everybody else is living life.
You mean if they've been in their homes for five straight months and then they end up testing? That would not be funny.
Well, no, it'd be.
You said that would be funny, Wiggy.
Yeah, it would be funny.
No, funny in the sense
that you've been doing everything right. No,
LOL.
This is Joe from Lowell. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up,
hey,
Joe?
Hey, I was actually on that that harbor cruise over the weekend that made it to the news.
Yes.
And I know the optics definitely look crazy because that top deck was packed, but you couldn't get in line and, you know, present your ticket without a mask. They, at each deck, they had a bar.
Stop it, Ken. Stop, Ken. At what?
They had a bar.
They had, at the bar,
yeah,
what?
Ken. Cut it, Ken. And so at a bar, right, you couldn't get in line to any of the bars without wearing a mask.
Yeah.
But as far as the top deck, there's obviously a DJ and people, congregate to the music. It's tough for the security guards. I mean, the security guards, if they walked down, they saw you hanging around next to people, they'd be like, hey, mask guys, or, you know, social distance. They can only do so much when there's, like, you know, 100 plus people drinking and, you know, want to dance around the music. So.
It's not fair to put that on the security guards. Listen, if the governor says, You can reopen your business, which is a cruise company, and have 100 people on a cruise.
Right.
Then people are going to be in the same area with each other.
Then you're able to do that, right? And if people...
This guy says they weren't. They weren't able to do it. The top deck was flooded.
No, he said they were wearing masks, and the bouncers were coming up to them.
The bouncers weren't unable to control people, is what he said.
Put your mask on.
Well, then you need new bouncers.
That's it.
Yeah.
So shut it down until you get proper protocols in place.
But the dry snitching.
Shut everything down here.
The dry snitching by the Laerty Cats is out of control.
The Laerty
Cats. This former state rep.
And she's hiding. Why won't you come on? You're all proud to tweet it out and get this company in trouble, but you won't come on the radio and actually
get accountable for what you said. Because she knows once we find out who she is.
We know who she is.
They're going to be digging through her trash, and next thing you know, she's going to be, She's going to be on some photo at a party, you know, dancing on top of a bar. And we go like, wait a second. Wasn't she just tripping about this, the cruise ship?
But as Ken brought up yesterday, I went on a boat cruise. It was perfectly social distanced. Everything was great. It was at 1/3 capacity. I spoke with the person who ran the boat company, mm-hmm. and he told me on a given summer, they average 500 private events. Mm-hmm. They're going to be lucky if they get 50. So the business is totally gone.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's a text, though, that says they offered unapproved services. Stop spreading fake news.
Ooh. What unapproved services?
They were offering drinks and food without designated seating. So you're expecting that every person that's going to go on a cruise is going to have a seat and they're going to sit down the entire time?
Are they subject to that?
The casino, how you have to drink at your seat. You can't take drinks around, right? So other companies have to live by this. Why do they get to flirt the rules?
But are they expected to operate under those same guidelines on the boat? I'd be interested to know because a lot of times when you go on those boats, aside from like you go on the middle deck and there's like bench seating,
right?
There's not much else on there. It's a standing room only thing.
Yeah, there's only standing room only on the top decks.
Right.
But if you're concerned, don't go on the cruise.
Correct. Right? Or if you don't like being on the top deck with a bunch of people, go down to the lower decks.
Right.
But that's different. I'm not going to get the breeze.
Honey, you wouldn't believe this great shot I got of these partygoers on a boat.
How miserable is your life if you're walking around the seaport
on a spectacular night,
taking pictures of boats in the harbor that have more than 10 people on them?
Oh, that's probably what they were doing. That's probably when that was a perfect night out here tonight. Let me grab my cell phone. Let's see who we can go get in trouble.
They're heroes, what they are. They are. Keeping the numbers low.
I mean, but how low before we can...
Hey, you heard the good school news.
Did I? No, I haven't heard the good school news.
Maybe Daniel will update you later.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping for
some. I mean, is it good, Ken? Is it good?
It's not good.
Ken, the caller says that you are misconstruing their words. There were limited tickets for sale, and they could have had way more people on that boat, but they did not on that. So anyway, the update is that the mask force showed up yesterday and shut the cruise company down.
And Bay State Cruises renamed the ship the Polito 2.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
All right.
It's a new normal.
We are going to get to the news in just a moment, and we will discuss Florida not like the rest of us, what a man was using in his vehicle, which led to it catching on fire.
Oh, my God. This is so great.
We will.
This is so good. This is one of the best stories I've seen this year.
We will get to that and the rest of the news coming up next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Brought to you by Northeast Insurance, a proud sponsor of Clear Path for Veterans New England.
Well, Ken, it sounds like some who have invested significantly in Vegas or at a sports book on the New England Patriots for this upcoming season may want to try to retract that bet. Is that correct?
Big blow to the Patriots defense here. Dont'a Hightower opting out of the 2020 season, according to Adam Schefter and ESPN.
Oh.
Patriots three-time champion and Pro Bowler scheduled to make $8 million in base salary this year. He had a child. His wife did, of course, July 16th.
Mm. Well, there you go,
Ken. That doesn't surprise me.
Ken, that's a big one for you.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's a big
tough.
One.
26 and counting.
And if you read Schefter's complete tweet, he said that on the heels of Stephen Belichick and Brian Belichick being coaches
didn't.
On the defensive staff.
No, he didn't say anything. Okay. Didn't say anything at all
that was
about either of the Belichicks. But that's a blow.
That's
Wiggy.
A big one. 29 to go for Ken.
That is
26.
No, 26.
No, they don't.
Chiefs guard, Patriots right tackle, Patriots fullback.
Tackles don't count. Dont'a Hightower, like positional players that you
high
go,
profile.
Yes.
A right tackle doesn't count?
No.
What are you talking about? Cannon's making like $6 million this year.
Wiggy is referring to the fact that Ken predicted weeks ago that 30 high profile NFL players would not play this season.
One per team.
This is four for one team.
No, you got one high profile player in three.
Cannon is. I mean, the starting O line is pretty big.
Outside of New England, I want you to go to any other state, walk around, and go up the street and go, hey, you know Marcus Cannon? And I want to hear your response.
All right.
The Patriots linebackers have now lost Jamie Collins, Kyle Van Noy, and Dante Hightower from
the three best linebackers. Kids gonna get some burn.
I'm surprised, honestly, with the way the McCourties have been talking on their podcast that they haven't opted.
Those would be big names.
Those guys seem pretty concerned about it.
There's an avenue for you.
Yeah. All right. More on that later. Right now, this.
It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news
in 3, 2, 1
with your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team, assemble!
There are two Northeast Men's Health locations, one in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
Governor Baker talked yesterday about the coronavirus and everything that's happening within the Commonwealth of Massachusetts as we gear up toward trying to reopen, gain some semblance of new normal. And Governor Baker warned yesterday that until we have a vaccine, we've got to keep our eyes open.
We can't say enough about how important it is that until we have a vaccine, that everybody continue to play their role. And when we let our guard down, the vaccine will, or the virus will make gains. To repeat that again, if we let our guard down, COVID will take advantage of that, and they will not take, the virus will not take the summer off, and neither can we.
So we can't reopen anything until we get a vaccine.
And then what happens when half the people don't want to take the vaccine?
Great question.
What does he say?
He says we can't open everything until 100% of the people take the vaccine.
Yes. And he did mention in that last cut that COVID's not going to take the summer off. Yes, he expanded on that more.
Okay.
As I said many times, COVID's not going to take the summer off, and neither can we. Every resident, every business has a responsibility to do their part to stop the spread. Please keep wearing your face coverings, socially distance wherever you can, and use common sense. That's how we continue to succeed in containing the spread of COVID here in Massachusetts.
Is COVID taking the summer off? That's my question for the governor.
No.
No, it's not.
Well, you know who did take the summer off? All the kids that couldn't go to any camps or do any, you know, extracurricular activities. They had to take the summer off.
Right.
But all the things that we did that we were told was for a short time to flatten the curve is now totally gone because he's already worried about a, quote, increase in cases. Well, there's going to be an increase in cases if we return to some semblance of normalcy.
It went from, what, 1.7 to like 1.9. It's like, there's an uptick. All right, shut it back down.
Yeah. All right. Well, we gotta pray that there's a vaccine sooner than later, I guess.
God, keep praying.
Hopefully next week.
Dr. Fauci was on Good Morning America this morning. Mm. He's talking about coronavirus concerns, the president. We have a little bit, little audio here from Dr. Fauci.
I don't tweet. I don't even read them. So I don't really want to go there. I just will continue to do my job no matter what comes out, because I think it's very important. We're in the middle of a crisis with regard to an epidemic, a pandemic. This is what I do. This is what I've been trained for my entire professional life, and I'll continue to do it.
To the charge you've been misleading the American public?
I have not been misleading the American public under any circumstances.
Hmm. What about the charge that he wasn't wearing his mask at the baseball game?
He was hydrating.
Right. The guy who runs the National Institute of Health is dehydrated after throwing a first pitch out. He doesn't know how much water he had to drink. The number one doctor in the country gets dehydrated at a baseball game.
He's concerned about the pandemic.
This is why Fauci's so great. You go low, he goes high. Just doesn't even engage.
You're going to get job. You're going to get one of those Fauci baseball cards that Topps put out, Ken?
Bobblehead. I'm getting the bobblehead first.
Getting the bobblehead.
What's the card cost?
Well, apparently they sold more than 51,000 Fauci baseball cards in 24 hours.
They broke their record.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Is he getting a cut of that? He getting a piece of that cut?
Sure, he probably does. I'm sure he does.
In Maine, this is an irrational fear, a woman was killed in a shark attack off Bailey's Island. According to the Maine Department of Marine Resources, the woman was swimming, according to onlookers, at the time. And when she then was injured in what appeared to be a shark attack, Kayakers were able to help the woman to shore. Paramedics were called, but they pronounced her deceased shortly after they arrived, unfortunately.
Don't swim near the seals. That's a,
you
that
get,
is
if you
the,
see the seal, you got to get out of the water.
Yeah.
Well, was that what she was swimming in, some seals? Well,
I don't know.
We don't know, but I mean, that's often what happens because the sharks come in to feed. Robert Vanderfreist is visiting Bailey Island.
It's not like I'm going to stay out of the water, but, you know, I'm going to keep my eyes open. Definitely not going to go for a long swim today.
That's why I always wear a white T-shirt on the beach, so as to not be confused with a seal.
What about
get out of the water? Take your time, Jesus Christ! You're taking your time.
What about just going waist deep, face face
ankle
five,
deep.
Ankle deep.
Yeah,
right. So if you go ankle deep,
You're okay. It's just the ankle biting shark that you have to be worried about.
Oh. Yeah, I went to the beach.
The chihuahua shark.
I went ankle deep. Well, no, I went a little deep because I was in New Hampshire. So
yeah. Well, you love going to Hampton.
Well, yeah.
That's your favorite beach.
Because you can do things in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. It's a live free or die state.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Now, when it comes to reopening schools, the announcement was made yesterday that Massachusetts schools will open 2 weeks late in order to allow teachers and school systems to accommodate for the preparations that they need to do.
Well, what they said was that they need an additional 2 weeks to sanitize the buildings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, how long have they had to sanitize the school buildings?
What are you doing for the last 5 months?
Right.
I mean, what have you been doing since the beginning of, let's say, June, maybe? You think you want to prepare? Well, you know what? I'm not going to knock them because the governor probably just, like, called them last minute and goes, oh, yeah, we're opening up in 2 weeks. Yeah.
The Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Jeff Riley signed a memorandum of understanding yesterday that will officially reduce the 180-day school year requirement to 170 days. Julia Blake is a parent.
It's kind of a lose-lose situation. I mean, my kids want to see their peers. They want to, you know, do something besides sit in front of a computer screen. I think the risk to the teachers is so low for this, and the parents who are worried about it can opt for full-time at home. But the social and emotional and educational needs of the kids are not a very high priority.
Ah, great point by that woman.
Good job by her. And guess what? Not everybody has Wi-Fi. About all those kids that don't have Wi-Fi, how are they supposed to learn, Governor?
There you go.
I guess they can go to his house and jump on his Wi-Fi.
I don't know if I would say the teacher's risk is, quote, so low. I mean,
well, it depends on who the teacher is.
Right.
Or what study you follow. CDC says that it's relatively low for kids to spread it to adults.
Well, you can get the stats when it comes to the danger to teachers. You can get the stats on the back of the Fauci Topps baseball card.
Yes.
By the way, Fauci makes $400K a year.
Wow. Well, he also gets the royalties on the vaccines, you know.
Really?
I don't know if you knew that.
And he gets royalties on his baseball card.
Stop it.
Read about it.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I haven't
seen
that.
You don't know about that?
No.
It's unbelievable. Hit job, fake news. Wait till his book comes out. He's going to publish everything about Trump. It's going to be awesome. Awesome.
Guy just went from nobody to making a ton of money.
Just don't take Fauci to Six Flags. He can't ride the roller coaster.
Speaking of books, at some point we should talk about that book that's coming out next month about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and their exit from the royal family. There's some pretty interesting stuff in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle, get her out of here. She's pure trash.
Did she have her birthday party for her kid yet where everybody has to get tested before they go to it?
It's actually her birthday party.
Yeah, it's hers, right?
Yeah.
Really? Yes.
That's so WPS.
She wanted to have...
Give me the book on Jay-Z and Beyonce's sister getting into it in the elevator.
Yeah, she wanted to have...
Solange.
She wanted to have her birthday party out of Los Angeles, so she's making every celebrity who attends... Mm-hmm. Get tested for the COVID before they go.
Now, you teased a fabulous story earlier. If anyone were going to light their car on fire with something weird, you bet your ass it happened here.
And now...
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right?
I thought that was just for people in Florida.
Over the years, we've had many people check in on the text line with what they've seen other motorists doing, working on a laptop, eating cereal, reading a full-fledged newspaper. In Charlotte County, Florida, one man was burning a candle while he drove.
Scented candle.
Yankee candle, you know.
Listen, I mean, how many of you have a vehicle that you've had for a while doesn't smell so good?
Maybe has some dip cups in it.
This guy has a... This candle smells like my vagina burning while he's
got a Gwyneth Paltrow.
while he's driving down. Did he have it on the dashboard or where was it? Was it in the
console, in the middle. Wait, not in the cup holder.
Well, the candles are too big, some of them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Here's the problem. When he was driving, I don't know if he hit a bump or a pothole or whatever, the candle tipped over and ignited some papers that were sitting on the passenger seat.
Of course, yeah.
So he pulls over at a Culver's restaurant. Runs for a trash can to fill with water to pour on the fire, but by the time he got back to the car, it was completely engulfed in flames. The vehicle was a complete loss. Luckily, no injuries were reported, but firefighters would like to remind motorists not to drive with a burning candle in your car.
Yeah.
The barn's on fire!
Uh-huh. You dummy.
Commuting is tough.
Yeah. Oh, well, you'd think that'd be common sense, but
you would think. So.
Again, why we have hot coffee warnings.
You don't have an open flame in a vehicle while you're driving down the highway.
No.
Yeah.
Now, Google has told its employees they can work from home until July of next year, 2021. They say that, I guess a lot of people in the tech, Facebook has said that they're shifting to a permanent work from home strategy for many of their employees. But Google has jumped on board here, and they say that originally they had expected most of their employees to come back into the offices by December. But now at this point, they said, you really don't need to be here. We can get everything done remotely. Give it another year. What a gig.
No collaboration. No teamwork. No
right.
Zoom.
We don't need any.
No building social skills.
No, we don't need any of that. I saw a thing this morning that the working from home situation has become a real problem for companies because 54% of the people in the U.S. have not used any of their vacation days. And the reason why they don't use vacation days is you don't have to if you're working from home and nobody's checking in on you or anything like that.
You just can't go anywhere.
You know, I know some people, I won't say who they are, who all they do is they log on to their computer in the morning and send an email so that it looks like they're working, and then they're gone to the beach for the day.
And they complain about the tone of this show.
Or gone fishing.
Not a bad gig. I haven't taken a vacation day in years.
Don't laugh. Anything.
Curtis, can you have some respect for your coworkers?
No, I have no respect for that. Thank you.
Anything else? Anything else, Danielle?
I'm just going to go in the corner and pucker a bit. Target is going to join Walmart in closing its stores on Thanksgiving Day, and I applaud them for this because the Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday shopping thing is just a nightmare. But this is my question. With COVID and not being able to have crowds, is Black Friday essentially dead now?
Yeah, well, that's what I would assume that they're doing this first, and then the next thing is going to be no Black Friday.
Right. Dunsky?
Oof.
Yeah.
No Black Friday. That's a bad, bad move right there.
And honestly, I doubt there's going to be any Thanksgiving high school football, which is going to be a tragedy.
Well, there will be in New Jersey.
Yeah, but not here.
Well,
I don't think there's going to be here.
What will there be? There won't be anything here in Massachusetts from what we've seen.
Yeah.
We have some more Patriots breaking news that Ken Laird can report all seriousness right now.
All right.
This is breaking news brought to you by Northeast Insurance, a proud sponsor of Clear Path for Veterans New England.
Well, we told you about the Dante Hightower opt-out from Adam Schefter reporting that about 10 minutes ago. But how about our own Fitzy checking in? And he says, good source telling him Brandon Bolden is also going to opt out and a few other players too.
Hmm.
Bolden and a few other players per Fitzy.
Hmm.
Wow. So we're already at 4, and that would be 5 with Bolden and maybe a couple more. Bill has no team left.
Oh, he's going to be. You can find guys who will play.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of guys that will play.
There are guys who are going to want to play. And I mean, I guess it's not surprising. How many, other than David Price, any other high profile Major League Baseball players?
There were about 12. But this is, Hightower is huge.
Hightower's the biggest name. Let's be honest.
Hightower is the biggest name.
Until
so far.
You get names like Hightower. There's going to be plenty of role players, the fullback, Brandon Bolden, a special teams player, Marcus Cannon, a right tackle. But until you get the Patrick Mahomes, the Aaron Donalds, the Odell Beckhams, those type of guys, you'll get a handful of guys.
All right. Well, that is some breaking Patriots news this morning. We will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever,
or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.